My name is Katsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation was done on October 6, 2022 for patient Amise Winters, A-M-I-S-E, W-I-N-T-E-R-S, number 1, arterial hypertension. The patient's blood pressure has significantly improved since the last time he was seen at the dialysis center, period. His blood pressure stays 146 over 86, and it has been very stable at home. With systolic blood pressure ranging from 140 to 150 and diastolic in the 70s to 80s, period. The patient is euvolemic and has lost 8 pounds since he was last seen. He has a BMI of 26.9, period, and he weighs 198 pounds today, period. We emphasize continued low sodium and fluid restriction in the diet, period. His blood pressure medications were adjusted at the last visit in the dialysis center a month ago, period. He is doing well with the new adjustments, period. Type 2 diabetes mellitus. Per the patient, his blood glucose levels at home is ranges between 120s to 150s and sometimes more, period. His serum glucose level from a month ago was over 400, period. We will repeat the labs at the dialysis center and we'll continue to monitor, period. We advise him to avoid simple carbohydrates and to follow a diabetic diet, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia. We recommend a diet low in simple carbohydrates and fat and cholesterol, period. Continue with the current regimen, period. Next line. Secondary hyperparathyroidism, which will be reevaluated at the dialysis center. His last PTH was 884, period. Repeat labs will be ordered at the center, period. Next line, the patient is status post permacath replacement yesterday by Dr. Benny for occlusion, period. For the patient, he received dialysis yesterday, and the permacath worked period. The patient does not have an AV fistula access, nor does he have a consult for one at this time, period. Again, we will reevaluate this case at the dialysis center, period. And